Welcome back, late bloomers. My name is Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome if you're new to Late Bloomer and Tom and Gene. And thank you guys so much for all the feedback we've been getting. We love all of it. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share it. We have some Q&A now. We have a Q&A at the end of this episode, so make sure to tune in for that.
Yep.
And let's get right into it.
Yeah. So, Tom, did you know that Kim K and Kanye broke up?
You know what's funny is
they got divorced.
If you turn on any news outlet ever, I think everyone's talking about it. And LA, I think I'm sure all the rappers and everybody just DMing Kim right now. I saw those. Like,
you think so?
You up? What you doing? You at like 2:30 a.m. They're sending those DMs on Instagram.
I could see that.
100%. She's what else do you? She's amazing.
That's true.
So what do you think about it?
Amazing. She's hot. A lot of plastic surgery, but
she's a good mom.
Right? Is she?
Oh, the interviews I saw, she looked like a normal mom.
She didn't look like a good mom in that sex tape. Oh, but
I'm still gonna bring that up. It was a good sex tape. Anyway,
you watched it
a long time
ago. Does she only go for like rappers? Okay. Does that whole family only go for like rappers and athletes?
No. Well, yeah. Reggie Bush, right back in the day. Chris Humphries, yep. Right? Yep. And then who's the Kylie going for?
Every rapper, all of them. Every basketball player.
Kendall's doing all basketball.
Kendall
right?
doing yeah. all basketball.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and then Chris is as what the older was he an athlete?
I feel like I would picture someone like Kendall dating like Michael B. Jordan, not like
yeah. Well, that's Harvey's though. That's the Steve Harvey's daughter. Got that one, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Really.
And him. Good She's for, hot.
Good Both for him for
and her for dating. Being good looking and jacked.
But anyways, they broke up.
Yeah.
What do you divorced. Think about?
they didn't break up.
Yeah, divorce.
A big divorce, like billions of dollars.
And also. Chris D'Elia just came forward. He uploaded a video earlier this week.
That was brutal.
Just basically going over like his mistakes and like what his thought process was when he fucked all these chicks.
Right.
What he is backing himself up on is that every single accusation or incident, whatever you want to call it, transgression, was legal and consensual.
Consensual, yeah.
So he didn't fuck any 17-year-olds, and he didn't rape any girls. Well, so good for him.
I mean, he got the basics down, so that's right. That's great.
But he did cheat on his wife.
Fiance.
Yeah. A fuck ton. And he says that he's cheated on every single previous relationship he's ever been in.
What do you think, man, about, like, to get fame, like, at what, low to mid-30s, right? And you get so famous, you're well-known everywhere.
Right.
You're funny, you're decent-looking.
Yeah.
And people just love, you get fans that adore you.
Right.
And he, after every show, he said he would have like 50 DMs and he would respond to everybody.
Yeah.
Which is discipline in itself.
Which is pretty crazy for a guy like that. Chris.
Yeah.
Who's what? 5 million on Instagram?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
He's probably getting DMs every single day.
But
not to mention he's replying back to everyone that comes to his shows.
Right, and everyone, people talk, right? Oh, D'Elia always responds if you try to, like, hook up with
right.
him. And he's obviously, I think the most feedback was, like, he just got so much, or hate, was he was so persistent. He's like, you want to have sex? No? All right, next. You want to have sex? No? And it was just like,
really?
Fired
That's
off.
What he
I
would
think,
say?
I think he was pretty upfront with it. That's what he said in the video.
He said, okay, so in the video, he said that he was upfront because
there's just too many.
No. He said he was upfront because he felt like that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, because I also don't think that he had the time to, like
hey, how's your night going?
Thanks for tuning
What'd
in.
What'd you have for dinner?
No, he's not going
to
do that.
Right. He's going back to his hotel room after the show. Probably fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm trying to hit something tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well, a couple more than one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. So, yeah, I mean, what do you think about, and especially, like, what do you think about Kim and Kanye, the single Kim and Kanye? How do you think they're going to go about this?
I mean,
Kim will be
I think both will be fine.
You think Kanye is going to be good?
What do you mean?
So
what
I
do
think,
you mean good by like fucking other chicks?
Well, finding something long term and where he is. I think Kim will be fine no matter what. But I think Kanye had built that rep with the whole like political shit and going nuts and throwing like the entire family under the bus over Twitter. I think it's going to be tough.
Is he crazy?
I think he was
bipolar.
I don't know about, crazy is not the best word, but like I think he's bipolar.
Okay.
And you can clearly see that with the whole political. He started bawling, telling like almost aborted his kids and all that. And I feel like that might be tough to do a long term thing. Obviously, the money and like the status that he has is fine, but.
And again, I don't know if this is like some rumor thing, but did they say he had like Asperger's or like he was on spectrum?
I'm sure he does. Yeah, I mean, because that political speech that he gave in like the army vest was brutal. And I think that was. I mean, they were not living together for a while. He always was in Wyoming, and she was up here in LA, the Calabasas, with her kids. So I feel that. I don't know, man. I don't know. Could you ever date say you were like 35, 40 single and like you had a shot at someone like Kim. Would you ever try it? Like the fame, the notoriety, the paparazzi. She literally can't go anywhere.
I mean, of course I would.
Yeah.
But
could you imagine?
I'm also a nobody compared to Kim.
But you're going to have to get used to.
But now let's say you're Michael B. Jordan, right? Are you going to take a girl like Kim who has all this baggage of a child? Of all this, like,
she's four kids,
all of that, has the sex tape, has that whole history with Reggie Bush,
Chris Humphries,
the guy we were just Kanye,
what's that guy's name?
So would you do that? Right? I don't know if I was Michael B. Jordan. Average Joe love to date Kim? Of course,
maybe. But here's the thing: is like the fame and the cameras and the lights and the paparazzi that can get. That's a lot. Like, especially, it sounds good, but over time, I think that would suck, right?
Right.
Like, you literally can't go anywhere in public without cameras, personal questions, being asked, like...
That's just part of life of being a celebrity.
Right. But, like, if you were to ever date any of that, you're automatically going to be in it.
And I think what I want to ask you is, is it harder to be loyal when you're a celebrity?
Right.
Like, is... life not actually greener on the other side? Because look at Tiger Woods. Right. Look at Chris D'Elia.
Right.
Look at Kim and Kanye.
Right.
Look at Kylie and Travis. Right?
Right.
All these couples that
can't
like
do anything.
The general public like romanticizes over. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I wish I had a man like Travis.
Well, Kylie, like if people pay six figures to look like her, which is
that's crazy.
Insane to me. But yeah, you're
right. She paid six figures to look like herself.
Yeah. That's like a drop in the bucket for her. She makes six figures in 20 minutes.
Right.
But yeah, man, I mean, I don't care much about the fame, but that would be really hard if you just had like a kid together and he's going to see all the cameras and all that. And who knows how their upbringing is going to be.
Right.
Right. Because you see a lot of celebrities' kids have a really tough childhood because they're held up to this unbelievable standard that's almost unhittable. But, and of course, they get, because they're like, oh, you're so-and-so's kid, so you had it easy. You had whatever, because you had this. You had all the money in the world, so you never had to work.
Right.
But that's just a bad stigma to put on a kid.
For the kid, yeah, for sure.
Right.
What I want to go on is the dating aspect, right?
Like, I don't think I would care. I don't think so. I think I could do it. I could date, like, I don't know, someone as big as Kylie, but I could date someone famous. Or, like, relatively famous. What about you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
yeah.
I can. But is it going to be harder for you to stay loyal and have a happy relationship when you have literally girls throwing themselves at you because they know you as Kim K's husband?
Right. Temptation would be tough, man.
Or you're in Kanye's case or Chris D'Elia's case, you're a fucking A-list celebrity.
Yeah.
Right, you could get any pussy you want.
Yeah, temptation and distraction, man. That's and how easily accessible everyone is with social media. You can just DM anybody.
Right.
And if you're of somebody or you have the blue check or you have a million following, they're going to see it. And if you slide in.
It's crazy to me how many girlfriends that I have out here in LA or just in general that just tell me like, oh, yeah, like I'm talking to Diplo right now. Or like, oh yeah, like
what's the Tyga? Tyga's in everyone's DMs.
Yeah, like YG's coming through. Yeah. Like he invited me to his VIP section. Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, yeah. And we're like, well, we can't.
Could you imagine if fucking? I don't care how good looking the dude is.
Yeah.
If you slid into Kim K's DMs, if you slid into fucking
no way
Scarlett Johansson's DMs,
it's not gonna happen.
There's no way.
No way. Even like. Like, if someone big is single again, like Kylie, I don't know if she's single now, and we're all just going to slide in there, and she's like, oh, okay, hey, yeah, let's hang out.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it would not be. There's a double standard, I think, attached to that.
Like, for example, I have a micro following on Instagram, TikTok.
Micro, right? Micro, yeah.
Micro following. Now, what are you, fucker? No.
I'm even smaller.
So I have like a micro following on on those platforms. Yeah. And even when those girls DM me, I typically DM them back. Yeah. I don't say like, Chris D'Elia, let's fuck. Yeah. But I'll be like, oh, thank you. Or like, oh, I really like that. And they'll be like, oh, appreciate it. Thanks for checking out my stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll reply back to anyone.
Right.
Right. As long as they're 18. If they're under 18, I learned
Photoshop. You never know. I learned
from other creepy comedians.
Oh, man.
Just don't reply at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I'm not replying at all. But even that I reply. So it's just so different as a guy to a girl and a girl to a guy.
Right, right. I'd be curious too. I mean, a guy to a guy or a girl to a girl, if there's any sort of like stigma attached to that as well. That'd be interesting. So what do you think about temptation and distraction really quick? Like, do you think that if you are in the limelight and you are seeing someone big or small, could you give in? Do you see like the giving in area?
I'm not going to say 100% no.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been in that predicament yet.
Yeah.
But I have been in predicaments. I've never cheated before.
Yeah.
But I have been in predicaments where I know I shouldn't be hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
But I end up doing it because I'm horny or I'm drunk.
Bored.
You know, whatever it is. So I'm not going to say that I would never cheat on someone. I would like to think I'd never cheat on someone. And I don't think I will. But who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
What about you? Have you ever been in that predicament?
You know what's funny is,
where like the girl is like throwing themselves at you and you kind of have to push them off. But like deep down, you know you want to.
Oh, 100%. I know exactly that feeling. So I found that when you have something set, like you are exclusive with the girl that you're really into, that's when everyone just starts throwing themselves at you. When you're single, no one gives a shit. No one's, you're clawing at the girl.
I think it happens equally, but... Okay.
Because I've been at the other, I've like, really, now you guys want it?
But now you're not looking, right?
Right, right. And, so and you kind of have like a charisma or like a vibe or energy that like, I don't give a shit. I have something at home. Right. And that just makes them want you more.
Right, right.
So it's like a married guy going to a bar and they're like, oh, you're married? That sucks. Yep. Where's your wife at? Yep. Right. So there's, I don't know, man. What do you think about that? Just when you're married even. Do you think people, even though you have the ring on. Some girls like the ring on. Some guys take the ring off so they don't get the temptation.
I think it could happen.
Like I said. Cheating happens. But I mean, let us know what you guys think about that. I'll be curious on how Kanye and Kim are dealing with distractions, temptation. Of course, D'Elia's famous now, and we're curious, what would you do in his spot? Do you think it's just like too much of like a cancel culture that got to him and everybody's doing it? Why is D'Elia the one getting called out, right?
Right.
Or do you think there's something else wrong with that? And
Thing that makes that wrong is the cheating thing.
Right? Yeah, cheating is probably what makes
like,
it wrong.
Like, it's not like Tiger Woods ever, like, fucked 16-year-olds.
Well, he had a shitload of prostitutes. But yeah, yeah. But
oh, did he? Is that what happened?
He had, like, 20-something, like, girls or
But it was prostitutes. He paying the prostitutes?
I'm sure, probably. I'm assuming.
Who knows?
Yeah, anyway. But, let us know what you guys think. And also, we do have a Q&A, which is our first one. It's pretty exciting. Yep. Let us know. This one, this person emailed us. Our email is latebloomerbiz@gmail.com.
Yep.
latebloomerbiz@gmail.com. And let's get into it. So, Janet, love your podcast because it's so honest and we can deal with this pandemic. Thank you so much. Question is, what would you guys wear when you go to a grocery store or a mall to look attractive and kind of like, assuming that you might meet somebody.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Gene?
This kind of goes back to our men's fashion episode a little bit.
Right.
Okay, so let's just assume that it's very general, right?
Yeah.
Like nothing specific, right? Grocery store, mall.
Yeah.
I think the two are a little different.
Right, right.
And I also think since we last recorded that episode, fashion has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. I can't keep up.
Yeah, especially out here, it's changed a lot.
Right, right.
The more casual going to bed look has now really become mainstream.
Very trendy, right? Yeah.
Sweatpants.
Yep.
Even like baggy clothes, right? T-shirts are bigger.
Yep.
tie-dye is really big, right? So I would say go with those trends of what's currently happening. However, do it in a tasteful way where it's, I think the big thing here, where whether it's a grocery store or the mall, is that you're trying really hard to look like you're not trying hard at all.
That's the key thing there.
Like, it's the best way.
When you go grocery shopping and you're like super done up, everything's looking good, I'm like, all right.
Right.
But if you're like in your gym attire, messy
bun, right?
But you have like a good joggers on, you have a good shirt on.
Right.
You know, your hygiene's number one.
Yeah.
Make sure your smell and your teeth and your skin's looking good.
Right.
And then I think that's good. I don't think you should put a ton of thought into it. Just kind of what Gene said is you need to, yeah, act like you don't care, but you put an effort to not care.
So when, Tom, when you go to a gas station or you're running an errand real quick, how do you typically look and how do you think people should look?
I think, again, I think it should be very casual, not like you're trying too hard. I don't really dress up to go to the gas station, but I'm just saying like for like your errands, if you go to Target or Walmart, you might meet somebody. Deodorant, brush your teeth, mouthwash, fix your hair. Because I found if... it's funny for me when I go to like a Target and I see someone attractive that I want to say, I always have like the hat, the glasses, you know, net masks now. So it's kind of like, I always tell myself, act like you might meet somebody no matter what, because you just never know.
That's big for me. It's like always put yourself in a position where you'll be absolutely confident so that if you do run into the love of your life, you give yourself the opportunity to have the confidence to go and approach.
Because I always use it as an excuse. Like, oh, I look like shit.
Yeah, I don't have my glasses,
hat,
right.
I smell, whatever.
And it makes you insecure.
Yeah,
it's already hard enough trying to go up and hit on a girl. Let alone you look like shit. You have a fucking massive crater of a pimple on your face.
Right, about to bust,
yeah, you're just it makes you super insecure.
Right. So, yeah. So, our number one thing is dress casual. Care, but look like you don't. If that makes sense. So athletic wear is classic. Any sort of leisurely wear, like what Gene said. But number one is always hygiene. Yep. Have gum, have a breath mint, brush your hair, wash your face.
And this is an overall general thing. If you're rocking a hairstyle like a mohawk, which I don't typically recommend. I mean, some people can pull it off. If you're rocking a mohawk and it looks like shit not done, then you probably shouldn't have a mohawk unless you're willing to do it every fucking day.
That's actually a brilliant point. The upkeep on some of those hairstyles.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to wear a hat everywhere.
Yeah. Right? Like those ladies who wear, who have the bleach blonde, but then they have like, they're like, let's say they're Hispanic, for example, right? But they have bleach blonde hair.
Okay.
And they don't get their roots re-bleached or whatever it's called.
Word,
roots done. And it's like black for an inch. And then it gets blonde. That just looks like fucking shit, right?
So they wear a hat and then they don't feel hot. So it's going
to
be tough.
So if you're going to rock that hairstyle, be willing to man up and or woman up. And
woo, man, that's going to get some emails.
And be willing to get it done.
Right?
So that's just some advice. Let's do one more question.
We'll do one more. What are your most confident first date looks that will knock it out of the park?
What are yours?
It's a little contextual, but I would say if we're going to assume it's a dinner. First date is dinner. Depending, I would probably say a well-fitted sports jacket, for sure. I wouldn't go too over the top with this.
Really? Maybe like you would wear a sports jacket on a first date?
It would depend on the restaurant. Like, if we're going to, like, maybe, like, a Catch or Craig's, like, something, like, really nice, then I'll do, like, maybe a sports jacket or, like, a well-fitted button-up or a leather jacket. Maybe even, I wouldn't do denim. Leather jacket, button up, or a sports jacket, but underneath it'd be more of a casual shirt. Of course, jewelry, whatever accessories that you like. But number one, again, always hygiene. That should be automatic, no matter what.
Let's go over briefly. What type of shoes would you recommend?
I would probably do maybe like a double monk with like a
double monk,
like a straps. You know, like a monk shoe. It has like those metal buckles that you put straps on. I love those. And I do no-show socks, so you have ankle, whatever. And then you'll have slacks that show off the ankle. And accessories, a good watch, you know, wristband. What about you? I'll keep it classy, depending on where you're going.
Right. My style's very out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for LA, it's not that out
it's
there.
It's pretty
but
in
like,
the middle.
But, like, for probably most viewers
yeah.
and listeners, It's very out there. I don't recommend my style to people because unless you know exactly what you're going for, it's very hard to rock.
Right.
I have friends that like show me t-shirts like, yo, this is like this vintage like graphic tee I'm about to get. And it's like fucking like, I don't know, like Mickey Mouse is on it. And I'm like, dude, that looks fucking silly. And then he's like, well, why does it look silly? You have a shirt with Yoda on it. And I'm like, well, it's but mine's cool. Right? But like,
you don't get it.
But it's like some people don't understand, right? So I actually do recommend your type of fashion, which is more like a classic look.
Yeah, classic. Make sure, I mean, fit. I mean, if you want to know exactly what we think, we have a full episode of Men's Fashion. It's the first ever episode. Make sure to go back and we break out on everything. But for a first date look, keep it, I don't know, like casual, but like put some thought into it.
Right. Make sure it's fitting, I would hygiene. Go with clean white Nikes.
Okay.
Whether that's Air Forces or some type of like running shoe that isn't like nerdy, like Huaraches like or something gym. Like that. Like right. Run. And then I would do some sort of fitted pants, like dark jeans.
Right.
And then some sort of cool shirt that's just not a plain shirt.
Right. You keep it simple.
At least has some flavor to it.
You show like you care, you have effort, but you're not going to take it too serious, right? Because you don't want to like, give that impression off. So that's good. Great. Thank you so much for your questions, Janet. Hope we helped you. And make sure if you guys have any questions, you can DM me at Tom on Instagram at Tom_CarlsonC.
And Gene W. Park.
At Gene W. Park. And also our email. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week. And make sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that good shit. And... Peace.
Peace.